Step right up, step right up, and play the Virginia Lottery's newest games. The Skee-Ball Scratcher gives you the chance to win up to $150,000. And the Skee-Ball Print and Play gives you the chance to win up to $30,000. Skee-Ball is the funnest, easiest, crowd-pleasiest game on Earth. So, what are you waiting for? Skee-daddle to your local lottery retailer and play all of our Skee-Ball games in-store, in the app, or online at valottery.com/Skee-Ball.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
And welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast / Week of Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. Yes, it has been 2 weeks and I was on vacation, and don't judge. The reason I've been on vacation for 2 weeks is because I wear 7 different hats, and because I'm the only person behind my brand, and I do not. And I just need to have a. I had to take a 2-week break because I'm back to college. Well, before I introduce you to my guest today, he forgot to invite me to Disneyland. He forgot to invite me. And because, you know, you would think, because he's going to be on my upcoming show today, he would say, hey, I should go invite Jimmy Clare along. And that would be awesome. But nah, he decided to ditch me. I appreciate it. Trust me, I was giving him a buttload of crap on the back end. But you know me, I'd like to joke. Or was it a joke? We shall find out. But anyway, let me introduce the guest a little bit. He is the co-founder of Extraordinary Being Movement. He has a podcast called The Extraordinary Being Movement. And he just came out with his new book, 1% More. Let's welcome Len DeCarmine out. Hey, Len.
Hey, Jimmy! Good to see you again, my friend.
Same. It's only been like, just a minute and a half?
I know. It has been a minute and a half. But I think it's been about a year now since you've been on my show when we interviewed you.
Yeah, and you were also on another episode of mine, but
correct.
In the works. Hey, I promise I will publish it. It was a Zoom interview before I even got to the live streaming. I'm going down the list. Come on. It's only my
Jimmy, I'm going to give you forgiveness because, you know, I didn't invite you to Disney. So, you know, I'll give you forgiveness. You give me forgiveness. But, you know, maybe next time. Maybe next time.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to hold you to it, though.
All right, Jim. Sounds good. So what's going on? What are we going to be diving into today?
Well, we're going to be discussing your new book. So
awesome.
So before we get started, I'd like to ask my guest this. Can you tell the people a little bit about who you are, what you do, how you got started, and why did you get started?
No, that's a great question to get right into there, Jimmy. My name is, once again, Len DeCarmine. I am a coach. My 3 friends and I got into what we call now our movement called the Extraordinary Being Movement. We started out just doing, you know, a podcast show on dating and relationships. And from there, we started, how else can we expand what we're doing? And we developed it into a global movement called the Extraordinary Being Movement, where we interview people all over the world to talk to them about their successes, their failures, and for them to offer tips and strategies that they can help people be able to elevate their lives. Because we all believe at the Extraordinary Being Movement that everybody has a gift, but a lot of people don't know how to really develop their gifts. Some people have forgotten what their gift is. So we want to help you pull that back out of you so you can share it, not only with yourself, but also with the world. And that's how my friends and I got started developing the Extraordinary Being Movement as a podcast. That's where we started first. And then we've kind of branched out into developing it into a full service personal development company. Well, all three of us are coaches. We specialize in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And we also have other backgrounds. For myself, personally, I'm also trained in mindfulness, cognitive behavior therapy. I've worked with the Napoleon Hill Foundation and gone through their programs. I've worked with another organization called Landmark. So I have a very diverse background in my coaching and my skill sets to help people elevate their lives. And currently, I specialize in relationship coaching. I'm a men's coach, helping empowering men to have a better relationship, not only with their partner, but also with themselves, because it starts with you first. And you need to learn how to grow and develop yourself first so that you can help other people and serve the world.
I like that. And it's amazing how many things you are well diverse in, because I think you like literally outdone yourself, and you make me look bad.
Jimmy, I'm an education freak. I like to just call it that way. I probably have more trainings and certifications that I even know what to do with. Some I use, some I don't use anymore. I'm just a person who just always in action, and I believe growth is essential for your personal development. And that's why I constantly love to read books and take courses and do whatever I can to continuing my growth so that I can also serve my clients. Because a lot of people don't have time to do what I do. And that's why they seek out coaching for somebody who has done the training, done the work, has the experience in order to help them move forward in their lives and give them a path to do it.
Well, I definitely appreciate what you have gone through. I've been I like to read a lot of books. Speaking of which, I actually just started reading your book just a few days ago. And if no one believes me, I'll take a screenshot right after this just to prove to everyone I've been reading it. I haven't gotten very far yet. I mean, I got to I'm almost finished the first chapter. Okay. I mean, I have really great impeccable timing with everything. I wanted to start last week, but I was starting to read my other book on facial expressions, and
that's great.
And then I took a look at the calendar. It's like, Len's coming on next Friday. Crap, I gotta get his book. And so that's what happened.
No problem. Did you get the Kindle version or soft copy?
I got the Kindle version only because I don't, in my new house, my room is very small. I can't even fit my big bookcase. It's all the way in the guest room next door to me.
And sure.
So basically, the only thing that fits in my room is my big L-shaped desk and my bed. That's it. That's it right now.
Got it. Got it.
And plus all my other books are like in storage at the moment. So I'm still trying to get that back too.
Well, Jimmy, I appreciate you buying a copy. Thank you very much. And I'm excited to hear what you have to share about it. And, what you've been learning through the book to see how you've been applying it to your life.
Of course. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the concept of the 1% More book? And can you give a little brief introduction to what it is for the people who don't know what it is yet?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll do that first. This is the book. It's called 1% More, The Hidden Force to Creating Extraordinary Results in Life and Business. It is a collaboration book. So I have 20 plus authors, co-authors in the book with me who are coaches, business owners, and leaders who are experts in their industry sharing their stories and their strategies. And most of the guests, or actually most of the co-authors in the book, have been guests on the podcast show. They took a chance with me and said, hey, Len, let's do this. Let's try this out. This is my first published book, so it's been very exciting. I've learned a lot of things along the way, some great things and some things I need to improve for my next book. But it's all been a beautiful journey of learning and growing. And I'm very happy that those who participate in the book have gone along with me in that journey. And the way the book is set up is broken up into four pillars that I teach, which are awareness, growth, action, and impact. And I write the introduction to all four of the sections, and then I fill it in with the authors. So each author that fits best with each of those sections are placed there to give an expansion upon the concept of awareness, the concept of growth, how to take action, and the impact, combining all three of them together, the impact that it makes. And it's about, you know, just doing that little extra. You know, there's a quote in my book from Jimmy Johnson that says that, you know, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. So that's kind of how I got the concept of 1% more. It's just that little extra that you do that makes you stand out between somebody else who's not doing that, who is just, I like to say, ordinary or average. People who are extraordinary or above average are doing the little things, the little extra things that are making a huge impact in their lives. And we hear a lot from other coaches and gurus and stuff like that saying that you need to 10x things. You need to go crazy. You need to do double what you're doing. I don't believe in that concept. I think it's overwhelming. I think it's very challenging. And I think people just give up too quickly. But if you do a little bit every single day, those are simple, easy steps to do. And so throughout the book, I have simple, easy strategies that you can apply each day to make a difference in your life. And not only do I have that, I also set the book up as a workbook. So at the end of each chapter, you have an opportunity to answer questions to see how your progress.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity. And let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold. Because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
This is going, or to write down your thoughts, ways for you to move forward in taking action in your life. So that's a little bit about the concept of the book. That's how I got the name of the book. It's, you know, based off our company, the Extraordinary Being Movement. And that's how the concept came about, and that's how I decided to go with 1% more.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I started reading the book, I was also, again, didn't get very far, but at the moment, because I started a little bit late, unfortunately. But that's
that's no problem.
That's my life so far at the moment, at the beginning of my school semester. Mm-hmm. Hopefully evens out.
Of course.
But what I was going to say, you know, I've been actually, and this is going to mix into it, but you know how I was thinking, what have I been offering 1% more? And I feel like what I've been doing lately on the back end, because after I came back from my 2 weeks vacation, I'm actually rebranding some of my social media stuff. So I was like, great, how can I do a little bit 1% more? And I've been focusing on specifically the brand colors. How can I make it more appealing to everyone on social media, so it's not just bland, boring, same gold and black and white colors?
Sure.
And what I did, I used a gradient that looks half black, half gold. Okay, that looks great. I know that's not like 1%. I'm actually helping someone more. But I was like, well, maybe it will eventually help someone more, because if it stands out, people's like, hey, I'm going to go check this out.
Sure. So no, Jimmy, it sounds like you are doing, you know, working on your logo and taking time to work on that is doing 1% more. It's those little actions that you need to take to, of course, improve your business, you know, improve your life. Because the more attention you can get with a great logo that's catchy and colorful, you know, the better off you are. So really grab the attention of the, you know, of the customers or the prospects that you're looking for.
And so what are some, without going over like the stuff that's in the book, but just in general, what are some of the things that people can 1% more improve on? For them, just like some actionable tips, not the ones in the book, because no spoiler alerts. No spoilers.
Sure. You know, I always tell people you need to really work on your awareness first. And that's where you need to start looking to understand how you show up in the world. You know, what patterns are you currently seeing? You know, if you feel that your life is in disarray, and you know things are always negatively happening to you, that's a sign that the universe is telling you, hey, there's something you need to change. You need to wake up and be aware of it. So you need to start looking at patterns in your life and seeing where you show up. You know, if you're constantly in an argument with your partner, you know, is it really you or is it them? You know, and what is your responsibility in it? You know, where do you need to take ownership in that conflict or in that relationship, so that you can become a better person, a better partner, a better lover, so you can show up differently? You know, how are you showing up in work? How are you showing up with your kids? And I've noticed that where you show up in one place, you're also showing up in another place at the same time. So it's not, you know, if you're having a problem in your relationship, chances are you're probably having problems somewhere at work, and you're probably having somewhere else, maybe even with your children. And those and the best way to figure out those things is really asking people for feedback. And asking them, say, hey, what do you really think about me? What do you see as a strong point? What do you think is a weakness to me? And take that stuff with a, you know, take the constructive criticism, don't get offended by it, and really look at your life and see where these things are showing up, and then start working on it. You know, start going out and buying books on awareness, self-development, self-discovery, hire a coach, you know, have them work with you so that you can uncover what we call blind spots and figure out where are these things that you're not seeing. And it's something that could just be a habit that you've been doing for years, but it may not be working for you anymore. Or a belief that you have, you know, that just really isn't serving you, if I can speak. Serving you, that was useful for you maybe when you were a teenager or a young child, but not serving you as an adult now. So those are things that I suggest and ways that you can go about start to improving your self-awareness. And then once you learn how to, you know, once you start understanding yourself more, then you can move to the next stage is growth. Learning to grow, expanding your knowledge, reading books, taking courses, things of that nature.
I like those tips, and I like how you make it seem very attainable and make it seem easy to do, because, you know, there's this one test that I was literally putting off for many, many months. I got I'm going to admit, and on this live stream, in July, I did not show up very well as myself because I had so many mixed emotions. So I took a step back, and what I've been focusing on, and I figured out where my emotions were coming from. I have too many different places where I store stuff, and so many different places that is a disarray. So I had to spend the over my 2-week break. I didn't consider this work because I didn't because it's just organization. If I was a professional organizer, I'll consider that as a job. But since that's not my title, I was sprucing up where I'm storing my stuff, where I can find it. And that's where it occurred to me. It's like, I was unhappy in July because I can't find important stuff. And then when I'm late to send somebody my headshot or social media links and whatnot, it wasn't happening. And I was like, this is me. This is where I need to change. And that's where I decided, okay, I'm going to change. But it didn't come until August, only because, I mean, it was starting to come near the end of July, but the changes didn't come until the end of August, just because I needed to get back to work again. And then I had the 2-week vacation. And so I was like, oh, since that's coming up, I'm going to use that time to fully get back to where I want to be. And finally, I got to back where I was wanting to be. And it's like, I don't want to go back to July. I mean, and sure, in the summertime I do, but not the whole depressed. And I was just like, I hate this. And I was like, I like what I do, but I mentally was hating everything I was doing because it's like, oh, if it's not this task that I'm not doing good at, let's try this task. And I was just going from one thing to another thing. And I'm doing everything kind of half-ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been there where you just spread yourself too thin. You don't have yourself organized correctly. And then you're right. You do everything half-ass. And, you know, that's not a great way to work. But at least you're aware of it. So then you can start to put, you know, a new system in place and maybe a new time management system, or be able to block out time for yourself to be focused on your studies or on work or getting things organized and completed. Because when you're not having things completed, you feel chaos in your life. You feel upset. You feel aggravated. You feel on edge. And I've been there. I know what it's like, you know, but once you get it done and resolved and make time to do it, it's like a huge relief. And you feel such a sense of freedom once you start organizing your life a little bit. And I keep a schedule, but I also leave space for flexibility because life is unpredictable. You know,
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to our exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99. And then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years. And I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Sometimes things start on time, and other times you have technical difficulties that set you back 15 minutes. So I like to always give myself a little wiggle room, you know, ahead of time and after whenever I do something, so that I can, you know, set myself up for those unknowns in life that we all face. But, you know, taking advantage and managing your time is essential. A lot of people don't do that. Everyone acts like they don't have enough time in the world, but we all have the same amount of 24 hours. And, you know, and there's a difference between those who are successful and who aren't, because those who are successful are time managing their lives, you know, and those who aren't successful are just flying by the seat of their pants and have no direction or purpose in life. So you want to always make sure that you're managing things and have a purpose.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of time management, one of the other things I've actually also revamped a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't say revamped, but I replaced. Mm-hmm. I was using Google Calendar. I mean, I still use it, but I'm using a third-party tool. And you're probably wondering, like, well, why are you using a third-party tool? Well, I also have this time management app on my phone that just got done going. The notification got that going on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Not consistent, but just like what it's supposed to do at a certain time, it goes off every single time on the same exact day. And so I thought, it's like, is there another tool that I could do this with besides Google Calendar and this other tool? And I found this one that just happened to be in my newsletter reading tool I've been using. And okay. It just came up, and it's like this new app called a Daybook. And I was like, I like this thing. And like, what it's supposed to do is supposed to, you know, one thing I like what it said on their homepage, and it said, you know, normal calendars should try to help you fit more stuff into your today, like in your work day, where this calendar tool is trying to bring your social calendar and your work calendar to together. So, you know, it's like, okay, you know, here's your free time block coming up. Make sure you take it. Or so you're not feeling like, oh, all I do is work all day until I have to go somewhere else. And then I come home, cook dinner, blah, blah, blah before this, and then go out somewhere else again. And I was like, got to look forward to the fun things, or you're just going to, like, all I do is wake up, go to work, come home, go to bed.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And do the same exact thing over and over and over again. And, you know, I used to have, and in the schedule, I used to have, I had to set times, like try to read my book. And I like to read a lot on the weekends. So what I decided to do is, okay, during the week, I'm going to make sure I read my book Monday through Friday. And if I read my book on Saturday and Sunday, or if my parents want to watch a movie or go to the movies, I then have the option of, oh, let's do this. And so I call it free time. So, okay. So it can be like, oh, hanging with friends or going to the movies or doing this. So just like what you said, have that flexibility. So it's not like this is my set schedule. I'm like a robot. I'm going to do the same thing over and over and over again.
Sure. Yeah, and nobody wants to be a robot, you know. You know, we do get in those habits and those patterns that we just go on autopilot, and our brain is just like, all right, this is our routine, and this is what we do every day. And sometimes you have to break it up a little bit just to, you know, get the brain to start thinking differently so you can start seeing things differently. Because once you get into autopilot, you get blinders on, and you don't see other things around you. You're not aware of other things happening, you know, around you, to you, and so forth. And, you know, and you want to just keep expanding and growing. And like I said, always be in action. You know, for myself, what I try to do now so that I don't have that mundaneness is that I schedule a new experience for myself every month. So whatever that experience, new experience is, like going to travel or going to a concert, exploring a new restaurant, going on a random just road trip somewhere for the day and just exploring and seeing what I can find. I add those in so I have a more fulfilling life for myself, more culture, more educated, so I'm not in that mundane way all the time, so I can expand my life and be more educated and experience more things and talk to new people. So I create monthly experiences for myself. And they don't have to be expensive. They don't have to be big. It's just something that's out of your normal routine. And that has been working well for me. And I've been enjoying it.
So who would this book be beneficial for? Like, would it be beneficial for entrepreneurs or dads or moms or brothers and sisters?
Yeah. Jimmy, that's a great question. Yeah, this book is just laying the foundation of personal development. This book is suitable for really anybody, you know, for a teenager on up, for them to start, you know, for anyone to start learning how to be more socially aware of themselves, start developing their awareness. And I walk you through, along with the co-authors, I have over 20 different co-authors in this book, and each of them are sharing a different way and a different perspective. I have people that have suffered from depression and got themselves out. I've had people in the book who have been overweight and been able to lose that weight and now live a healthier lifestyle. I have people that talk about what else do I have in that book? About leadership, how to become a better leader, how to step up and live your life in integrity and leadership. So this book is very, very diverse, and it gives enough for anybody who could pick it up, something to inspire them by, something that they can easily follow, and have strategies and systems that they can implement today. So I put a lot of work into this book to make sure that it is simple and easy to use. I don't add a lot of big fluff. I have some personal stories about myself in the book and growing up and my family, but nothing that overshadows the true essence of the book and that strategies and systems that you can implement today. Because I wanted to give everybody the opportunity to find their gifts, to become successful, to do the things necessary so they can rise above and do that 1% more to set them apart from everybody else who are choosing not to, who want to just stay home and play video games, who don't want to pick up that book to learn something new. You know, we all have our own passions and we all have our own purpose in life. And this book is going to help you find that, figure out what your purpose is so you can start developing it so you can become, you know, a higher level human being, somebody that you can have other people be inspired by you in life. So that's what the book is about.
I'm definitely looking forward to reading more of this book because, you know, I'm always looking ways to better myself and to always, but I'm still always.
Are you stuck with, and you don't know what to do for dinner? Well, let me tell you about this awesome, amazing company called Eat Clean Bro. You get healthy recipes delivered right to your door. They're fresh, they're cooked for you, and all you have to do is heat it up in the microwave or oven. It's simple, quick and easy, affordable, and each meal is delicious. I found them through Tiger Shulman's Karate, and I joined them and partnered with them because I think you will like them too. And I absolutely love their meals. They're fresh, authentic, and it's all around great food that you normally think, oh gee, I have to, this would take hours to cook, but they already took out all the cooking for you. All you have to do is heat it up in the microwave. How simple is that? Or the stove, or the oven. So go check out Eat Clean Bro in the links in the show notes for more information about them.
I think, in my opinion, and I said this to one of my friends and maybe even my parents, that I think I'm always still going to always play video games in my life, but only on, like, if I'm not doing anything on the weekend particularly, like if I have a planned event or whatnot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just kind of an escape for me. Not like I'm escaping from real life, but just like, okay, it's either that or I'm working on something and it's like, I need to take a break. And that's one of my breaks I like to do because
sure,
it's fun for me still.
Yeah, Jimmy, I have no problem, you know, with anybody taking a break to go play video games or binge watch Netflix or something. Hey, I need that break too at times. It's just when that's all your life is about. You know, unless it's a business and you're making money with it, hey, more power to you. But if you're just consuming your life with just, you know, escaping all the time, that's not always very healthy to do. You know, you need to be driven in life. You need to have a passion and a purpose because there's much more to life. And some people, again, get those blinders on and don't explore what's outside their house, you know, outside their bedroom, you know, and to see what's out there in the world. The world is beautiful and there's so much out there that it has to offer, you know, and give. And I'm just the type of person that likes a new adventure and likes to know more. What else is out there? How else can I improve my life? How else can I do more? How else can I serve the world? And that's what my passion and my purpose is in life, is to serve others.
I think my passion is educating people, continuing education, educating people about autism awareness. Because,
great.
And it's from an autism point of view, not just so-called experts who think that they know out of the world, but nook and cranny. Not bashing any experts or anything. Just,
sure. Yeah. But an expert isn't living in your shoes.
Yeah.
Where exactly. You're dealing with autism every single day and you're the one who has to understand how to cope in the world with it, you know, where they're not.
Yeah.
So coming from you, you are an expert in your way.
Yeah. So what are some other steps that people could apply for being 1% better?
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, and we've kind of touched on a few things right now in our conversation. You know, definitely set up a time schedule for yourself. Start learning how to time block so that you can really see how much you're getting done in your life and where, you know, how else you can make some improvements. Because you'd be surprised, all of a sudden you're on Instagram or watching Reels, and next thing you know, an hour's gone by. You're like, oh, what the heck just happened? You know, so you want to be able to either time block that. I'm like, all right, I'm going to spend 5 minutes on social media, 10 minutes on social media. That's it. Turn it off. Go back to doing your work. Take a break. Turn it back on and move forward again. You also want to be able to create, you know, a goal, create a goal plan, a system in your life. You know, what type of goals do you want to create? And really start looking at that. You know, where do you want to be in a year from now, 2 years from now, 5, 10, 20 years? And start planning out that far. And you'll be surprised what you really accomplish once you have these goals written out and say, hey, this is what I want to do by this particular time frame. And these are the steps I need to take to get there. You'll start working on it. And you might get there, you know, you might have a 4 or 5 year plan. You might be able to achieve it in 2 to 3 years. You never know unless you start taking and being in action. And that's something I try to do every day, is learning something new, or, you know, putting myself out there, coming onto a podcast show, or finding other shows to go on, or what's my next book I'm going to write? Who can I team up with? How can I collaborate? So I like to constantly be in action, meet new people, and that has helped me, you know, accelerate my growth and help me reach my goals a lot faster. So that's what you want to do. And with that aspect of it is, you know, set your goals. So you want to do time management, you want to set your goals. We talked about blind spots, how to uncover blind spots in your life where you, you know, ask for feedback, you know, take the risks and say, hey, what do you like and don't like about me? What do you see that I constantly do wrong? What do you like about me? How can, you know, and then figure out ways of improving what already is your strength. And how you can provide that more to people. Something else I like to do is, you know, talk to people about what's working and what's not working in their life. You know, for example, if your health isn't working, why isn't it working? And write out all the things that in with your health that's not working right. And that will open up more awareness to your life so you can take action on making improvements to those. And be in action and making, you know, living a healthier lifestyle, going to the gym, figuring out what you need to do to, you know, get yourself into a better state of mind and a better state of healthy condition.
Well, that's what I also been focusing on as well. I've been writing down kind of like taking note of what my feelings are through a journal. I've been even making a vision board for myself, mm-hmm. a virtual one, because if I make a big mess in a new house, I'm toast.
Yeah, those virtual vision boards are great, just as long as you have them up on your computer and you're looking at it daily, even writing affirmations, you know, and so forth. You know, about who you are, who you want to become, and what you want to do in life. But make them specific, make them detailed, things of that nature. So you're on the right track. And something else I was going to add in there, since you were talking about vision boards, what came to my mind, is living your life with intention. See, we all have good intentions to go do things. I have the good intention to start a business or, you know, audition for this part in a play, or be, you know, get on stage. Those are good intentions, but when you start living intentionally and say, I am going to get on stage to be a TEDx speaker, or I am going to develop my podcast show by next month, that's you now living in intention. That's you putting it out there in the universe to hold yourself accountable and responsible and taking ownership of making it happen. So you want to live life intentionally. That's the only way you can really make your life successful, is having that intent and moving forward on taking action.
I like that. I like living my life intentionally, especially because, you know, for a long time I was wondering if I was a good enough writer to actually submit an article to Forbes, and I finally got the courage enough to submit it, and I use this PR kind of tool to be featured in companies like that.
Yeah.
And so I submitted a piece. Of course, there's a tracking kind of feature to see where you. I mean, it just tells it's being reviewed and whatnot, and it's like I might faint when if I see it says published, and I'd be like, holy crap.
Yeah, that would be an awesome experience and opportunity. Yeah, Jimmy, there's a lot of opportunities out there. You just have to start looking for them. Even starting off in a local publication, you know, or your school publication, and getting started there, because they might have more flexibility to allow you to submit an article, just to give you the start. And then when you submit something to Inc. or Forbes or Men's Health or something like that, you can say, hey, I've also been featured on these podcast shows. I've also been featured, you know, in these other articles, these other magazines, newspapers, and so forth. They may not be big ones yet, but hey, at least you start building up that track record to say, hey, this guy.
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information.
He's serious about writing. He is serious about what he wants to be doing in his life, and that does, you know, weigh a lot to these for your. This helps you out a great deal.
That's why I have. That's why I still have my on my homepage of my website. I still on crazyfitnessguy.com. I had my. I still have my Times Square, New York City billboard photo. I also have my Autism Parenting magazine. I mean, not the specific issue because I got that free issue, and that would be mean for me to share that publicly because they want you to pay for it, for people to pay for it. So I was like, I'm not going to do that, but but still, I have it there to show. I've been there. I even linked to the digital online copy of it's my name's on the list of other authors and listed in the magazine. So this proof.
Got it. Yeah. And that's fantastic. And that's what you want to keep doing. It's just keep showing, you know, your authority in what you do and your position. So all that adds up over time.
So, what should people take away from your book when they're mm-hmm. finished reading it?
No, hey, I appreciate the question, Jimmy. I want people to take away is that you have the power to make a difference in your life, and it doesn't have to be hard. It's simple. You just have to be in action. You have to learn more about yourself. You have to spend a little time reading, growing, and developing yourself. And because when you go through those stages of awareness, growth, and action, it causes an impact. And that impact is, one, you're making a huge impact on yourself. You're going to develop and change, and people are going to see you quite differently in time. Then the impact is also going to affect people around you. You know, because you're going to be a catalyst to help other people, either intentionally or non-intentionally, to start developing themselves. And then that starts a ripple effect that will can affect the world. So you as one person can make a big change by just doing little things, that 1% more every single day in your life that can cause a ripple effect of success, not only for you, but for everybody else around you as well, because they're going to see how well you're doing. And this book lays the foundation for you to start that, and you can develop from there.
So where can people read your book, find your book, purchase your book? And is the book in any of libraries around the world?
Yeah, my book currently is on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and Walmart online. And Goodreads. So you can get it at those locations. A lot of people pick it up at Amazon, so that which is great. And I do have the Kindle version, and I do have it as a soft cover book. And it would be I'll be excited if you get a copy. I would appreciate it. I don't believe I have it in libraries yet. I know that's something I'm working on getting it more distributed out there, but that is on the list to do as well. And I have no problem, you know, if a library will like a copy of it, sending them a copy as well to have it hosted, have it there. But yeah, check out on Amazon. You know, go there to Amazon and pick up a copy today.
Awesome. And where can people find you, follow you, and learn more about who you are, what you do, and whatnot?
Yeah. Yeah, they can go over to my website. It's called theextraordinarybeingmovement.com. And there they can start seeing more information about what the company is about, what we do, some of the guests that have been on our show, some of our podcast shows, your podcast show, and also be able to get some more information about the book as well. So it's called The Extraordinary Being Movement, and they can go there and learn a little bit more about me and my coaching and what my partners and I are up to.
And there's the exact website.
So there you go.
I'm multitasking.
There you go. Yeah, you're multitasking, doing a great job, so I appreciate it. So yeah, so that's the website. You can go there and click or you can go to that link as well. That takes you right to Amazon, or you can go to the website and click there, and that will take you to the opportunity to order the book as well.
Awesome. And I'll keep you posted when this episode goes live. I'm going to make sure it goes live by the end of this month. And so,
great.
Yeah. And by the way, if you come into Pennsylvania, you and me got to get meet up.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we would definitely meet up, Jimmy. Like I said, I used to live in Pennsylvania, in State College, Pennsylvania, for a long time until I moved out to Arizona. I will definitely look you up when I'm back in the area.
Definitely. And thank you for joining us. And I appreciate your time. And you're always welcome on the show.
Great, Jimmy. Same to you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. So that's all the time that we have today, because I got a meeting with a company at 3. Hopefully they show up. And in the meantime, make sure you check out Len's website, extraordinarybeingmovement.com. And then make sure you get his book at getbook@1%more. And would that be a .com? I hope so. But make sure to go check it out. And definitely purchase the book. I've got it. I'm still reading it. Like I said, I'm going to write a whole written review on my website once I finish it and process the information, because I do not believe in just writing a review and just leaving it as that. I had to process the whole thing before I can write a nice review. And I'm not going to just write the whole review on Amazon, because then it's just Amazon's work and whatnot. Not that I have a problem with Amazon, but if you also, real quick, and I forgot to do this in the beginning, way to go for after 2 weeks vacation. Thanks, vacation, for messing me up. But if you want to follow me, go to Jimmy Clear Speaker on Facebook and Instagram, and Jimmy Clear Speaker on Twitter. And make sure you follow Crazy Fitness Guy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Crazy Fitness Guy. If you find a Crazy Fitness Guy 1 somewhere, they're fake, they're fraud, don't follow. And make sure you subscribe to the weekly live stream on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and Instagram, and the Wisdom app. And because we're going to be back here again next week for another brand new episode, so don't miss it. Stay tuned for more information coming up. And once this episode goes live, you can listen to it on Apple, Google, and Spotify, and 100 plus other platforms, which is probably would be too illegal to actually share them all in one episode. And I have to talk about this. Make sure if you want extra benefits, help support the show, and because your support would mean a lot to me, because I'm the only person who runs the whole business, Crazy Fitness Guy. And if you like our message and want to support us, subscribe to the premium podcast to get behind the scenes access, listen ad free, and more. Subscribe for $5 a month or $20 a year. I kept the price the same because inflation really sucks. And I am not going to be a total jerk like some of the other companies. Yeah, Quest to be the Quest bars, for instance. Yes, for $4, for four small little bars, costs $8. That sounds like extortion. Yeah, I'm not doing that. So I'm not ripping off anybody. There you go. I kept the price the same. You're welcome. I'm going to be the opposite of what other companies do. So that's my, hey, that's my new 1% more. There, I'm helping out the economy. So in the meantime, until next time, stay healthy, stay motivated, and stay safe. And I'll see you back here again next week. Probably around the same exact time as today. Until next time, peace.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.